This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordan Schultz, remember, we're Team Schultz on this show. I'm still trying to get him back on the show. I'm efforting that. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But Jordan Schultz reported late last night that defensive tackle Tershawn Wharton is a name who could exceed expectations in free agency next week. 8.5 sacks last year, including the playoffs. He's only 26 years old, so he's in his prime. He goes on to mention the interior defensive line market has been active, with several teams showing interest in Wharton, among other available names. Now, look, I think we all know this works. This is clearly information he's getting from his agent, so I don't want to like it's definitive. But what's the deal for Turk Wharton going to look like? Is he going to have way more options than we thought? You start looking at what the Chiefs need at defensive tackle. Yeah, Chris Jones. Other than that, not much left, right? Charles Manning is a free agent. Turk Ward's a free agent. Derek Nnadi. Like, they need somebody else, whether it's Turk Wharton or Charles Omeniu, or just a name that they haven't had part of the organization, has to be part of that defensive line next year. I still am very interested in Charles Omeniu, but because of age, is Turk Wharton getting more money than we think?
So maybe I'm misreading this, because Jordan Schultz obviously has a pretty good inroad into the NFL free agency market, but like you said, this is coming from the agent side. Doesn't make any sense to me that he would have a market. He is still an undrafted free agent. He was available last year on a one-year deal. He had a great year. 6.5 sacks, 8.5 total, including the postseason. He had a great run. So I'm not saying nobody's going to give him a contract. I would just like to also point out something I think Drew and some others and Binkley on the Character Concerns podcast. It is very deep at defensive tackle. Very.
In the draft,
so,
yeah.
And so if the defensive tackle draft class is pretty deep, and he's a former undrafted guy coming off a career year, I don't know that there's going to be just this like infinitely strong market in order to bring him back. Maybe the Chiefs are deciding between, like, they'll have to decide between signing Charles Omeniu and signing Turk Wharton. I think it might actually be that they have to decide between signing Turk Wharton or signing Nate Bolton. And if those are the choices put in front of me, bring me Omeniu, bring me Wharton, and I'll figure out Bolton. Like, if I get to choose two out of those three free agents, I'm going on the Turk Wharton end, because I do think he's a valuable player. He's a good defensive lineman who brings value to the team. But like, if I got to go to the draft for it too, okay, I guess so be it. I'd still choose Omeniu, the outside pass rusher.
I think it's easier to find the Nick Bolton replacement in the draft, even though there's a lot of depth on the defensive line. Like, I just think in terms of year one starter, we've seen them do that with guys in the past, like Nick Bolton and Willie Gay. And Willie Gay had a little bit slower start because it was the COVID year and everything when he came into the league and everything. But this definitely is an agent pushing some of the info out there. So what's that deal? Is it like how many years? Is it getting a 2 or 3 year deal, 2 years guaranteed for what? I mean, I'm trying to think of even the range of money a Turk Wharton type would get. If you go back to where that, as you said, last year, he was only coming off of 2 sacks. That's the difference. In his entire career prior to this past year, he had like in 4 years, he had 4, 6, 7 sacks in his first 4 years. And then last year he had 6.5 in the regular season. And I guess the postseason bumped it up to 8.5, but he had 6.5 sacks last year. And yeah, he's only 26. I'm still very interested in Charles Omeniu, just because I know it wasn't just a 1 year thing. Like, he's done it throughout his career. And anytime he's been available for the Chiefs, Charles Omeniu has been a problem for teams. And stands out when you watch the game. Turk Wharton had a nice season. I don't know if I watched and thought, man, he's standing out every single time. You know, you worry about, if I was another team signing him, you worry about, hey, what happens when he's not with Chris Jones if you're Turk Wharton? Like, I know Charles Omeniu did it before coming to Kansas City too a little bit. No disrespect to Turk Wharton, but
when you get to be next to Chris Jones, your job's probably a little easier. Yep.
So I don't think, maybe we're way off. I don't think his price is going to be so crazy where the Chiefs couldn't retain him.
I think it's going to be like 2 for 20. I mean, Again, I could be way off here.
Who would you rather have just between the two? But let's say both were identical contracts, knowing the age, knowing the history.
Minnehue and...
Let's say they both were 2 for $20, and I don't think they'll both be that.
Outside pass rusher. Yeah. But that's because of the draft.
And Minnehue's going to get more than
that. And because they still have Chris Jones. If it were no Chris Jones, and they didn't have a deep defensive tackle thing, I might feel different about it, right? There's value in getting pressure from the interior line, right? But just based on the way that this would work, I just don't really understand. He just said... Team showing interest, and he said expected to a name who could exceed expectations. I think a lot of what you're saying is what Jordan, you know, like what you're probably saying is the truth about it, which is his agent is trying to make it seem like he's got a lot of people out here vying for his business. But he is a day what free agent. We talk about this all the time. So the NFL views it this way too. Day one free agents are the names that you would expect. There aren't that many.
Monday,
but Chris Godwin.
Monday, the legal tampering window.
Yeah. So like Monday's a day one free agent. The biggest names signing the biggest contracts. Not the guys getting 2 for $20, 2 for $30, whatever. Not those guys. Those are day four.
That'll
those
be Friday.
Are sometimes second week later, contracts. Yeah.
That,
right?
That'll be either late in the first week, like next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, or yeah, it'll be the next week after that, the third wave kind of stuff.
Well, especially if we're talking like if he's got a lot of suitors, he might just wait and see what those teams do with those higher level free agents in the first place. Like, okay, let me survey my options actually and take a little bit more time. It is interesting because it's particularly defensive tackle, Cody, but even edge rushers in general as well. Like
just defensive line, right?
I mean, the Chiefs could take a very solid, very good edge rusher, probably still at 31. It depends on what you. I think it all comes back to what the plan is at left tackle. Dare I say, because. If your plan is we're not taking a tackle at 31, then I think your options, I think you're taking a defensive lineman at 31. I think that's just what you do, unless Luther Burden's there or whatever the case is. You take a defensive lineman because you could solve your problems where you're not replacing anybody. You're just filling in the depth. So when Turk needs to come out or when Charles needs to come out, you're not, no offense to Felix, but
when they're gone a year or two from now,
if that guy can bounce right away up to that number two or the number three edge rusher spot where, hey, George Karlaftis needs a breather. We need somebody to come in. We're going to bring in a guy that just had 6 sacks in college, played in the SEC and knows exactly what he's doing. You know, maybe that's the direction they go. And it just depends on what they're going to do with that first round. I think
a little update in the NFL just moments ago, Adam Schefter tweeted, this is definitely a trickle down effect from the Chiefs tagging Trey Smith. The Rams are trading former Pro Bowl guard Jonah Jackson to Chicago. He was with Detroit for 4 years and then with Ben Johnson and now is going to reunite with him in Chicago. So one, Ben Johnson's familiar with him, but remember the Bears were thought to be either a trade candidate or just, hey, they're going to sign Trey Smith along with Tennessee. Well, now the Bears went out and traded for a Pro Bowl guard. That's directly a result of they know they're not getting Trey Smith. That move doesn't happen otherwise.